Welcome to the continuation of Yerushalmi Shabbat. We were holding on Daf Aleph on the base. And
that says Yerushalmi even without
that. That's right. We were talking about the way in which we learn multiple dinim from the various psukim, Aknosa and Hesa and Ani and Balabait. We are up to the last, the second from the last story. Rabbi Yosef B'Shem. Is this a different story than that?
No.
Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan.
Usually he has this
text. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Hichnis chatzi grogeret, v'hotzi chatzi grogeret, chayav. We talked about this before, we're trying to prove it. This is, by the way, this Lashon is Omar Mar. We had Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan saying this before. We brought it in order to show that Otzah and Achnas are obviously one, because otherwise how could you be Mitzaris from one to the other, right? This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. So it must be, if you're going to be chayav on achnasa v'chatzir grogeret, but the shear is always a grogeret, and you'd be chayav on achnasa and hotza, then obviously hotza and achnasa are one thing, because otherwise it would be, that itself would be machalik. Now, madamar of Yochanan, the Lord of Yis, it's clear that in claiming that you can be mitzarif hotza to achnasa, the Rav Yochanan is cholik on Rav Yosef, the Tani. So according to the Tanakhama, it says over here that if you were motzi in two different stages, you would be chayav. Why not? As long as it was bahalama akas. So it's like it's mitzarev. Who says you have to carry it all out at one time? As long as you achieved, ultimately, maybe you were carrying out neutron star material, so you couldn't carry much at a time, you know. So you were carrying a chatzigrogeret. It added up to a grogeret. Fine. But if it was b'shtei halamot, obviously halamot or mechalkot, you remember that it was Shabbos, you remember that hotzah is aser, that would make it into two separate acts, and you would be potter, because each one would be less than a shear. Rabbi Yossi says, let's clarify that. It's Be'elam Achat B'Rishuz Achas Chayav. Don't just talk to me about being Chozer U'Motzi. That would mean that if I took a half of a Grogeret and brought it into Rishut A, and then I took another half of Grogeret and brought it into Rishut B, I did a total Hotzah of one Grogeret. That's not Mitztarei. It's into two separate Rishuyot. So over there, even if it was Be'elam Echad, the fact that it's a different Rishuyot is certainly going to Memechalik. So if it's Be'elam Echad, B'shtei Rishuyot, or B'shtei Alimot, and it's B'Rishut Echad, in either case, it would be Pot. So now, the kashim ilo otzav otzayim mitzarif is Rav Yosef Okoshkin achnasav otzav. I mean, obviously, but for Rav Yochanan to claim that you can do both otzav and achnas, it'll be mitzarif, even if you did two separate otzavs. But it would be the two rishuyas, according to Rav Yosef, it's not mitzarif. So Okoshkin is not going to mitzarif if one is otzav and one is achnasav. For besides being two rishuyas, by definition, if one is otzah, one is achnasa, it's two separate baisim, two separate types of otzah. So for sure, it's not going to be tzarif in that case. So forget about trying to work out Rav Yochanan. I'll leave it to Rav Yosef. It's an impossibility. Habimad Abar Rav Yochanan, the local Rav Yosef. So clearly, Rav Yosef can't be going like Rav Yochanan. Omer Rav Yilah, lo sof davar shnei p'tachim p'tachim l'shtei paltiyot. The point over here would be that you don't think that we're talking about over here where you have two separate rishuyas, meaning your house is between two rishuyas harabim, and you do one into one rishuyas harabim, the other chatzigrogeret into the other rishuyas harabim. Even if it's in the same Rishas HaRambam. But Arba Amos is a different Rishas HaRambam, basically. So it's not that he's saying, well, yeah, there you took it into one side, and there you took it to another side, so how could be Mitzarev to took it even into the same Rishas HaRambam. I went from the same Rishas HaRambam into the same Rishas HaRambam, nonetheless I'm Potter, it's not Mitzarev. Why? Because it's in a different place, the Rishas HaRambam. So Kama, the Rav Yoyis, Medame Rishuyot Lahalimot Liftor, Kach Medame Rishuyot, and in the same way that what Rav Yossi seems to be saying over here, that the din would be that if you have separate reshuyos, it's the equivalent of separate ha'alamot, right? That's what he's saying. So the same thing would be in the other direction, that the reshuyos can also create a situation where it's a chiyuv. For instance, imotzi b'kogeret b'petach zeh, b'kogeret b'petach zeh, ba'alam achad, shem eino chayav shtayim. The idea over here is that if you took, according to a chiyuv, if you hold that the reshus is insignificant. So if it's hal b'helam echad, what's the nafkamina, if I go and I carry from my front door, and then a whole shear, not a chatzis shear, and then I go through my back door, and I carry again a whole shear.
The same place?
No, a different place. According to you, who don't care about the place, I'm only doing one malacha, because it's all about halom ha'achas. But if Rabbi Yossi holds that Rishuyos are Mechalim, the way Halomas are Mechalim, so he would also be Machmir, that if you took a whole shear out into two places, you'd be Chayav twice. Just like if you remembered in between your Hotzos, you'd be Chayav twice. He claims that Rishuyos are Mechalim the way Halomas are Mechalim. So this is like a separate base of Hotzos, and you should be Chayav separately on it. Omer Rav Yudin, please, that's ridiculous. It's not that Rishus is Bechalik in terms of a Korban Chatas. All that Rav Yossi is saying is he's being Medame Rishuyot L'Achilas Prasiyah. He's saying, same way you have a din, let's say, L'Gabi Achila. You have to have a Shir B'Chle Achilas Prasiyah. Sorry, Rav Yossi is saying if it's not in the same Rishus, it's not B'Chle Achilas Prasiyah. Meaning, it's not Mitztarek. It has nothing to do with it's being Bechalik. That you're going to say now, that if I take in a full shear into another reshus, that would be like saying, if I eat kedei achilas pras, right? Two chatzis eisim. So since b'chdei achilas pras is mitzarek to two kezeisim, or since if I don't eat b'chdei achilas pras, it's not mitzarek, therefore if I ate two kezeisim, shalot b'chdei achilas pras, I'll be chayav two separate chatos. That's ridiculous. The din of Achilas Pras is not a din in Chalukah. It's a din in the possibility of Tziruf. What does one have to do with the other? It's a din in Shiurim. It's not similar to Halamas. You came up with the most absurd shot in Rav Yossi. That Rishuyos are Mechalik, but Halamas are Mechalik. Rishuyos are not Mechalik. It's just a question of what defines Tziruf, that's all. So the same way you have a Shiur of Achilas Pras for being Mitzar of two separate Achilas of Kezias. You have a shear of b'chdei oto harashut to be mitzarev two separate chatzi grogros. Obviously, this can't be l'chiyuv; it can only be l'ptur. You don't create new chiyuv by going into new rishuyas. That's a whole different din. Ima chal chatzi zayit b'toch kedei achilas pras hazeh. V'chatzi zayit b'toch achilas pras hazeh. Okay, two separate b'chdei achilas prases. Are you potter or not? You're potter, right? You agree you're potter. Forget about Rav Yossi. You agree your part. So you're going to tell me that if you ate a lot of full kezeisim in a lot of a separate b'chdei achilas pras, are you going to tell me that it's not true that eino chayev al ha'achas? You're still only going to become chayev once. So it is not true that you can learn from the fact of a p'tur that something is not mitztarev, that if it was the full shiur, that it would be mechayev. It does not follow at all. Okay, very clear. Right?
I'm sorry, I've been floating around for
Well, I keep going. I was
in
the
still in that
it's
form.
A two rishis alone.
Okay. Rabbi, it was Belem Achas.
It's very halal. Let's start. Halal.
Yeah.
You got for the first time this year, and the second time.
So after the beginning to the end.
Not only the end, and then to the beginning.
The question is, how can you be mitzarif two parts of a broken heart? That's the question. Yes. Alright, left, give me one.
You need to get his wife to put a picture of you with a sad frown inside the next book on the table of contents. Yeah. When he opens it up at midnight.
Not good eye, it'll be on with the Titanic. I don't like the rest. Alright, so now. Rabbanit HaKesar Namri. Rabbanit HaKesar said, why are you comparing it to Chalavim? I mean, you're going basically into a whole different area. You're saying that Rabbi Yossi is similar to the Tziruf of Achila. The Tziruf of Achila Visser, in other words, like Chalev, Achila's Chalev, Achila's Pras. You can compare it to Shabbos, you know, which would make it much clearer. So Adat, Midamala L'Chalavim, Damina L'Shabbos, go directly to Shabbos. Are we agreed that, let's say you do a Maaseh Ariga, okay, to do a Maasari guy, you have to have a minimum of two chutim. So you do one chut on one sweater, and you do another sweat on another sweater. Aren't you potter? What's the reason that you're potter? Because sweaters are mechalik? Or because there was no tzirah? There's no tzirah. Okay, so, and let's say it was all the hell and effort, and you forgot about Ariga being usher, and you did a whole sweater and then another whole sweater. Are you going to become chayiv twice because sweaters are mechalim? Of course not. So there is a simple example right in Hilchos Shabbos. Forget about the question of parsi and machilas parsi. So orak kama chutim bekama begadim if it's all ben amachot in a chayiv alachas. What's the problem? Okay. Now moving on. Next shita. That Rabbi Yussa, not to be confused with Rabbi Yossi, quotes now Rabbi Yochanan. The next case is Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hamotzi eno chayev ad sheyaniyah. You have to do a hanocha in order to become chayev, which is not necessarily clear in our Mishnah because you didn't move over there. In other words, if you bring in, or if you're the Oni and you bring out, I mean, I don't see a clear raya there, Achianiya. And I can't see a clear raya from the fact that I have to deposit it in the other guy's hand, because I could say the reason I need to deposit it in the other guy's hand is not to be Menia. It's because my hand is considered to be part of my body, so it's still in the Rishus connected to my hand. It's only when I leave it in the other shoes, but I can't learn from there that it has to be munach and at rest, necessarily. So the Mishnah really doesn't tell me the din of hanacha very clearly. So he adds, you should know that you won't be chayav until there's an actual act of hanacha. Rabbi Yaakov Barada, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, well, it's more than that. It's achi yitol v'achi yaniach. You also have to pick it up. If somebody put it on you, that's not enough. Because there was no Akira. Rabbi Zeira boy, Rabbi Zeira says, it's Achi Yitol Almanat Lahamya. Forget about just, in other words, if you picked it up now to take it out of your fridge, you were intending to put it on the table, you changed your mind and decided to bring it over to share it with the Weinberg experience, and you would have to go through a Rishut HaRabim, that wouldn't be chayav. So, natal lecho v'nimlach lamia. Lo hayam b'chayav. And in that case, it wouldn't be chayav. Now, again, when Rabbi Yochanan said that you're only chayav, you fell asleep, it doesn't count.
I'm now striking what the differences which are being made between the different shitas. Is everybody's agreeing with everything? But
he's tracking, and I'm worried.
Right? Is everybody just bringing out a different point, or is there a different disagreement here?
No, we're about to see it. There's disagreements.
Okay.
Because Madiyom Rabbi Yochanan is clearly not going like Rabbi Yossi. Because he, Rabbi Yochanan, demands over here Hanocha. But we know, we just said, Hotzi Chatzi Grogeret V'Nicha. The Chazar Hotzi Chatzi Grogeret. So, Im Hinicha B'Toch Arba Amot Rishona Chaya. Vimla Patur. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Omar, Im He'eviro Derech Alea Chaya. Vimla Patur. Rabbi Yossi says, it's not true that it's B'Toch Arba Amot Rishona. You have to have, in order for it to be mitzurah, this is Rabbi Yosef Rishitas, who holds every arba amos, it's a different rishos, and therefore rishos and machalkos, you can't be mitzarefit. In order to be mitzarefit, you'd have to walk by the place where it is, and pass directly over. What do we pass directly over? But why didn't you have to stop? He didn't say stop. So where's the hanacha? Clearly, Rabbi Yosef of Imahalach Kamaniyah. He holds the Mahalach is Kamidam, which was the sheet that we saw in the bathroom, right? So he holds the Mahalach Kamidam, he's saying you don't need to be Maniyah, particularly. You can walk, which is the whole point that Rabbi Yochanan was saying. No, no, that's not enough. You need to be Maniyah. And by the way, Kamoda Rabbi Yossi Ovid Mahalach Kamaniyah Lechiyah. I mean, over here he's saying you would be Chayev because you deposited it together with the first Chatzi Grogros. By the same token, Mahalach Ka'omed can give you a p'tur. Let's say, because if you're, let's say you're Motzi, and you're passed through an area that's potter, so if you hold Mahalach, as we saw, Mahalach Ka'omed, so then it would be Munach in a Mokum p'tur, or in a Carmelite. I mean, keep walking, you're walking from your store into Rishus HaRabim, Derech Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, or Derech the Stala was the case that we had just 2 days ago, right? If you hold Mahalach Ka'imi, Dami, in such a case you would be Potter, right? So that's okay, that's interesting. But I don't get it. You walked out, how does this work? You're saying, if he walks past the place where the other one was, so then he would be Chayav. But wait a minute, in order to get to that place, he had to walk. Right? But according to Rabbi Yossi, he was miniyachid as he was walking.
Right.
So then that means he already did hanacha. So who cares if ultimately he gets now to the place where it was? He was already chayev, so to speak, except it was a chatzi shir, on his chatzi grogeres as soon as he reached four amos. You're gonna say, but it's not mitzurif with that, that one's four amos further. So how am I now being mochi to the same place that I was mochi before by passing by? If I already stopped, why wouldn't I be putter? Says the Gemara, you're right. It would have to be talking about, ask the Gemara, the moment that you did the hotzah and you're walking, so it's already munach, so how can you be chayav now when you're meniachet again derech aleo? V'hei patru. We'll have to say it's exactly at the end of your arba amos. So there was no other hanach. It was all one rishus until you crossed over into the next arba amos. At that instant, you were over the place where that thing was. And therefore, that would be the only case according to him, that it could be mitzurah, einokinami. God at the time, v'im lav patur. In any other case, it would be patur. Omar Rava Barber the Rav Papi Tipater Shaya Petach Rachav Chamisha Amot Votzi Achat Lekan Achat Lekan. How about in a case you going back now to the original case? You're talking about that you go from one place, from one opening. You said before from one side of the Ritz Aram to the other. Now that you've ended up saying that it's right at the end of four Amis. So then, why did Rabbi Yossi say, if you walked out even into the same rishus, and you wasn't derech alea, im lav patur, I thought you said, you have a door, you're going out of the door, at the end of Arba Amas, you have the first thing that you put. And you said you'd go out of the same door. So you go out of the same door, then by definition, you're going to be within Arba Amos of the first thing. No, the door was more than four. The door was Chamesh Amos. So and when we said the same side, or the same door, it had to be the same part of the door necessarily where this other thing is. The point over here is that, yes, it's possible to conceive of the case in which it would be over Derech Aleah. Certainly doesn't have to be Derech Aleah if the door is five Amos wide. The first part you took on the left-hand side of the door. Second part you took on the right-hand side of the door. It's both to the same Rishus HaRabim, to the same side of the house, and it's always at the end of Arba Amos from the door. And you can start in a very simple case where it's not Mitzurah. Because the door is wide enough so that it doesn't come within four Amos of the first one. What's so hard about that? So, Tipoter, Shayat, Petach, Rachav, Chamisha Amos. Why not have a five Amos door? And Lotzi, Achat, Lekan, one from the right side of the door and one from the left side of the door. Achat, Lekan. In that case, Harei Lo Lotzi, Tashniya, Betoch, Arba Amos, Lurishona. And there, even though it was within four Amos, but it wasn't within four Amos of the first one. Because it's outside of the range of the second one. Now, Taman Taninan, remember the whole wild Mishnah that we're trying to figure out? How many different things can you be chayav all at once? Right? Okay. Alright, so we came up with a guy who is eating, and it's Yom Kippur, and it's Chalev, and it was also Noser. We come up with all kinds of crazy cases, to which Rabbi Meir says, but you forgot one. He was eating on Shabbos while he was walking. And therefore he was also doing Hotzah at the same moment. So they said to him, no, that doesn't count. Rabbi Meir Omer Maikta Shabbat Hotziyo. Omru lo, Eino Hashem. Now here it's interesting. The Yerushalmi adds to the Mishnah. It's not clear whether they had this a different lashon in the Mishnah. Or whether it's just like a Pirush, or they knew it from a Braisa. But we don't have this piece, this the following words. Shezeh chayav mishum mahalech, vezeh chayav mishum meniach. Or one is chayav while he's walking, meaning the guy who's just eating. I mean, one of them is the chiyav of the achila per se. But the other requires the act of hanocha in order for it to be hotzah. So what does that have to do with eating?
That's
the question. Because if you hold it Bahalak Ome Dami, so then if Rabbi Yosi holds Bahalak Ome Dami, you can't say this to him. But the problem is the Omrulo, the Rabbi Meir, the Bar Plukta, who's always Omrulo to Rabbi Meir, is Rabbi Yosi. So Man Omrulo, Rabbi Yosi. So then Rabbi Yosi contradicts himself. Here he was saying that walking is hanoch. So what's he tiny against Rabbi Meir? How can you compare the case over there where he won't be chayav until he stands still with the case of Shabbos where he has to stand still? You, Rabbi Yosi, hold that even if you don't stand still, you're a mahalak, you're chayav. So the moment that he swallowed it, he did two things, achila and hotzah. That's his hanocha. The hanocha is that now it was swallowed.
Maybe just how it was in his mouth, and therefore it's a different case than carrying it walking.
Oh, well, that we'll see.
From
Rabin
to Yachid,
that's what we're going to end up saying. On my side. So Michlafei Shita to Rabbi Yosi. So now Rabbi Yosi, what? Now he's contradicting his own Shita. Tamam lo abid malach kemeniach. So in that case, he didn't make the one who's walking the equivalent of hanocha. V'acha abid ma'alek kemeniach. What's the pshat? Over Rav Yudin says Rav Yudin, the answer is like Richie said. Tipoter shaya mutal ala askufa.
Back to the
askufa. Back to the askufa. The guy is at the threshold, okay? Now, his body is in the Rishut HaYachid. He's a hungry guy, and his mouth spots something in Rishut HaRabim. He's going to take it and eat it. It's a piece of chalev. Okay. So now, he takes this, pashat yado, v'natla v'achla. So now, he eats it. But wait, hare lo halach. But But he didn't go anywhere. But nonetheless, the eating itself. So what are you going to say? Over there it's Rishur Malach, over there it's Rishur Meniach. But, so over here, he brings it into Rishur Tayachid. So it turns out that he's not being Mahalach, because it has nothing to do with Mahalach Ka'imei Dami. It's a question of bringing him from one Rishus to the other, and therefore it's Eino Menashe, because the other one indeed had to do with his mouth, not with his stomach. Here the whole point is that he gets it into Rishus Hayachid after it comes into his stomach. And that's his Hanukkah.
His stomach is in Rishus Hayachid.
His stomach is in Rishus Hayachid. His mouth is in Rishus Hayachid. So Rav Yossi is saying,
it's a different item.
No, Eskofa doesn't mean literally. It means he's across the threshold.
Yeah, but the evidence is destroyed. The chavis is destroyed now. It's been sure.
No, that's okay. They're swallowing at that point, that's the Hanukkah of the chavis here. So that's his intent, is he wants the chepetz in his stomach. His stomach is in Rishus Hayachid. So Rabbi Yossi is saying, but when it comes to Achila doesn't require that it gets to your stomach. You're over as soon as you swallow it. Mm-hmm. So over there, he could be moving. Over here, he has to be Meniachid, which means he has to get into his stomach. It's nothing to do with the Halach. I mean, come on, it's the stomach. That's very true. Wild.